Hachette Audio presents Eruption, Conversations with Eddie Van Halen. Written by Brad Tolinsky and Chris Gill. Read by Fred Berman, Rob Shapiro, Raphael Korkil, and Donald Chang. Featuring an overture read by Brad Tolinsky.
Overture. For three decades, starting in the late 1980s, Chris Gill and I frequently found ourselves driving up the twisting roads of the Hollywood Hills to Edward Van Halen's spectacularly unspectacular 5150 recording studio, located just a short uphill jog from his house. From the outside, the building looked more like an industrial tool and die shop than a sexy rock and roll hideaway. But that no doubt appealed to Ed's grungy, homemade aesthetic sensibility. It was his own private hit factory, a place where he could be found every day playing guitar and composing tunes, some of which he hoped would one day appear on gold and platinum discs. When we'd pull into his driveway, we were greeted by the sight of Ed waiting for us in his backyard, often chatting with his brother Alex or his studio manager Matt Brook. Invariably, he would flash his famous smile and wave us inside the studio. Though not quite messy, 5150 definitely felt comfortably lived in. With an array of banged-up guitars strewn about the floor and resting on couches, disembodied guitar necks hanging on a wall, and stacks of recording tape and CDs filled with snippets of ideas and song fragments spilling off shelves throughout. And there'd usually be an ashtray overflowing with cigarette butts teetering on the edge of his recording console. On occasion, Ed would sniff the air, rub his hands in eager anticipation, and in his distinctive, nicotine-stained rasp say, smells like work in here. It was always a joke, and it was always true. Because work is what he did, often for hours on end, writing songs, recording ideas, or futzing around endlessly with his guitars. As much as he was a musician, Ed was also a revolutionary guitar designer and technician, and his workbench was forever crowded with parts on their way to being incorporated into his next great Frankenstein or tossed onto a scrap heap. As a teenager growing up in Pasadena, California, Eddie spent much of his time in his bedroom, putting in the 10,000 hours of intensive practice that Outliers author Malcolm Gladwell insists is the key to the success in any field.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?